the compass of the faithful, Islam's ethical framework. In the vast expanse of human history, few forces have shaped moral consciousness as profoundly as the ethical systems that underpin civilizations. For over 14 centuries, Islamic ethics, rooted in divine revelation and human reason, has provided a comprehensive framework for moral conduct, influencing the lives of billions and the contours of societies across the globe. Imagine the Arabian Peninsula in the 7th century, a land of stark contrasts, where nomadic traditions met burgeoning trade routes and tribal loyalties often trumped universal principles. Into this dynamic landscape emerged the Quran, Islam's holy scripture, revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. More than just a religious text, the Quran presented a revolutionary worldview, emphasizing justice, compassion, and accountability before God. It wasn't merely a set of rules. It was a living, breathing guide to navigating the complexities of life with integrity. The Quran's teachings, however, were not abstract pronouncements. They were brought to life through the Sunnah, the traditions and practices of the Prophet Muhammad. His life, meticulously recorded by his companions, served as a practical embodiment of the Quranic ideals. From his interactions with the poor and vulnerable to his principles of governance and conflict resolution, the Prophet's example offered a tangible model of ethical behavior. Consider the concept of zakat, or obligatory charity. It wasn't just about giving alms. It was a systemic redistribution of wealth designed to uplift the needy and purify the souls of the giver and receiver, fostering a sense of communal responsibility. But Islamic ethics was not static. As Islam spread, its scholars and thinkers grappled with new challenges, engaging in profound intellectual discourse. This led to the development of sophisticated ethical reasoning, drawing upon the Quran and Sunnah, but also incorporating logic, philosophy, and the understanding of human nature. Think of scholars like Al-Ghazali in the 11th century. He meticulously analyzed the motivations behind human actions, distinguishing between intentions and deeds, and exploring the interplay of reason and emotion in moral decision-making. His work, The Revival of the Religious Sciences, delves into the purification of the heart, the struggle against ego, and the cultivation of virtues like patience, gratitude, and humility. This ethical framework permeated every facet of life. In the bustling marketplaces, principles of fair trade and honesty were paramount. Contracts were to be honored, weights and measures accurate, and exploitation forbidden. The concept of ihsan, often translated as excellence or benevolence, encouraged individuals to strive for the highest moral standards in all their dealings, seeing their actions as a form of worship. Societal norms were also shaped by these ethical underpinnings. The emphasis on justice, adl, meant striving for impartiality in judgments and fairness in social interactions. Compassion, rahma, extended not only to fellow humans, but also to animals and the environment, reflecting a belief in the interconnectedness of creation. This can be seen in historical examples of Islamic jurisprudence that addressed animal welfare, emphasizing kindness and prohibiting unnecessary cruelty. Consider the legal system. Islamic law, or Sharia, is deeply interwoven with ethics. While often associated with penal codes, a significant portion of Sharia deals with personal conduct, family law, and commercial transactions, all guided by ethical principles. The pursuit of justice was not merely about punishment, but about restoring balance and upholding moral order. The concept of maqasid al-Sharia, the higher objectives of Islamic law, highlights the underlying ethical aims: the protection of faith, life, intellect, lineage, and property. Of course, the application of these ideals has varied throughout history and across different cultures. Like any ethical system, the history of Islamic ethics is also a story of interpretation, debate, and sometimes divergence. Yet the core tenets remain remarkably resilient. The emphasis on individual accountability before God, the pursuit of justice and compassion, and the call for continuous self-improvement have provided a moral compass for generations. From the meticulous record-keeping of merchants in Cordoba to the charitable endowments that sustained scholars in Baghdad, Islamic ethics has left an indelible mark on human civilization. It continues to offer a rich tapestry of wisdom, challenging individuals to live lives of purpose, integrity, and service, reminding us that morality is not a mere set of rules, but a dynamic journey of the heart and mind.